Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Pope Francis met privately with six survivors of clergy sexual abuse at the Vatican for the first time today, a meeting facilitated by Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley. The Pope held a mass in Vatican City early this morning and begged forgiveness, quote, for the sins of omission by church leaders who did not respond adequately to reports of abuse. He also pledged that he would not tolerate harm done to any young person and said that bishops will be held accountable. And while many Catholics say that the Pope's words are important, they're also symbolic, and they continue to demand more specific action and accountability from the Vatican. To get a better sense of the significance of today's meeting, we're joined by John Allen. He's an associate editor at the Boston Globe who covers the Vatican and the Catholic Church. John, great to talk to you again.
Hello, Megan.
So let me first ask you, other popes have met with victims of clergy sexual abuse. This is the first time Pope Francis has done so in his more than a year as the head of the church. So what is the significance of today's meeting?
Well, I suppose at one level these meetings are always significant. I mean, obviously the child sexual abuse scandals that have been such a cancer for the Catholic Church for more than a decade have done enormous damage, both to its public image and also created a crisis of confidence internally. So whenever one sees the Pope taking this seriously, I think it's important. That said, you know, in terms of the actual content of this meeting, I don't think the novelty is in the fact that the Pope apologized. I mean, Pope Benedict XVI did that repeatedly. And it's probably not the fact that he reiterated his support for zero tolerance. Again, Pope Benedict put that on the books, at least in terms of the Church's formal policy. But I think that the real sort of headline out of this session were Pope Francis's words on accountability, because this has been probably the central plank in the indictment that critics will give you about the way the Vatican and the Catholic Church has responded to these scandals. They will say that while the Church has adopted tough accountability for priests who commit abuse, they don't have similarly tough accountability for bishops who cover it up. And Pope Francis today pledged that at least on his watch, there will be that kind of accountability. And in so doing, Megan, I think he set a new standard now for what counts as his success or failure in terms of leading the recovery effort.
So does this use of the word accountability, this commitment to do so, does that give us any insight into the work of the Vatican Commission on clergy sexual abuse that the Pope has named Cardinal O'Malley to?
Yeah, I absolutely think it does. This was a commission which its formal name is the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors, created last September with an initial group of six members, including Cardinal O'Malley and also an Irish victim of abuse by the name of Mari Collins. I've known all of these six people over the years. I can tell you they are all tremendous advocates of developing a system of accountability in the Church that applies not just to clergy who abuse, but to superiors who drop the ball. I am quite sure that that language in the Pope's homily today was suggested to him by the Abuse Commission. And the fact that that he chose to use it and that he put himself on the record as being committed to accountability, I think is a clear signal that he's taking their advice seriously.
On the other hand, though, several victims' advocacy groups, including SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, they still call this meeting today as a publicity stunt, basically in part because the Pope waited, 16 months after his ascension to the papacy before he met with survivors. Is that a valid criticism?
Well, I mean, it's certainly accurate in the sense that it did take him 16 months to put this meeting together. And, of course, one understands where these victims groups are coming from because Francis has been such a pope of outreach. I mean, you know, early on he met with atheists and he met with followers of other religions. He invited homeless guys to breakfast and so forth. And so it does seem an obvious question. Why did it take so long for him to sit down with abuse victims? Now, what aides to the pontiff will tell you, Megan, is that he wanted to get this right. That is, he wanted to get up to speed in the issue, and he wanted to have progress to report, so this would be a substantive conversation and not simply a photo op. But I will tell you that going forward, I think it is very clear that the reaction to this meeting is going to be assessed on the basis of whether Francis follows through with this pledge of accountability. That is, if people see him publicly disciplining bishops who have failed to act appropriately when abuse charges are alleged against someone under their authority, then they'll think this was a pivotal moment. If 6 months from now or a year from now we're still waiting for that shoe to drop, then I think the drumbeat that this was PR rather than substance is going to gain some traction.
Mm. Now, is there any way to know how other members of church leadership, cardinals or even further down the line, the bishops themselves, might have felt about today's meetings and what Pope Francis has said?
Well, look, I mean, there has long been a split at the senior levels of the church between what you might call the reformers and the deniers. I mean, the reformers would be those who think that this is a real cancer and the church needs to take very aggressive action to deal with it. The deniers would say that, look, sexual abuse is terrible, but they think this accusation that the church is particularly responsible for it is overblown, a creature of kind of media hype and an overly litigious culture in the United States and so on. I can tell you from past experience, those 6 times that Benedict XVI met with victims, every time, it strengthened the hand of the reformers in the church, and it made it more difficult for the deniers to go public.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure today's meeting will have the same impact. So I think those who want to see a more aggressive response from the church are going to be very excited, particularly about this pledge
right.
of accountability from Pope Francis, and others will be more ambivalent.
Well, John Ellen is an associate editor at the Boston Globe and basically the man who covers the Vatican. John, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Sure thing, Megan.
Stick with us. There's more of the show in just 90 seconds. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.